Marshall is just the tallest group of receivers you think you're going to see, at least you've seen this season?
Yeah, so far, definitely. I mean, then especially they play to their size. They're both very physical receivers. You know, they're out there blocking hard, throwing guys off them. So two big, strong, physical receivers, and then both have pretty good speed out there.
When you say they're physical, how important is it to you to make sure that they're tackled? Because you're seeing them slip a lot more tackles than probably being taken out to the ground.
You got to. I think, you know, they're two guys, they're not trying to go down either. You know, they're not, you know, out there trying to avoid a big hit or, you know, get down right after the first down. You know, let's make the catch and see how many extra yards I can get. So it's going to be important to wrap them up and get them on the ground. It's been like that, you know, ever since we've played against Brandon Marshall and I've been here. We've always talked about, you know, him catching the ball and run after catch.
You've played against Fitz quite a bit over the course of your career. He seems like willingness to take chances and put it up there and let his guys make a play, and sometimes it ends up that you make the play on it.
Yeah, and, you know, we got to be ready for those situations where, you know, when you got good receivers and a quarterback that's willing to take chances, you know, it could go two ways. You know, it could be ESPN top 10 play with them catching the ball, or, you know, you making a play and getting an interception or knocking the ball away. So we know he's a very smart quarterback as far as reading coverages and knowing where he wants to go with the ball. And, you know, once he makes up his mind, he's trying to make a play and get it to his guy. So we got to be ready for that. You know, we've been talking all week. You know, even though a guy's covered doesn't mean the ball's not coming.
Devin, what's your best Darrell Revis story?
I don't have one.
Of course you do. You're a storyteller.
Nah, not this week.
Do you guys in the secondary worry about him running as you're covering these guys?
Yeah, I mean, he's done a great job, you know, especially on third down, being able to pick up, you know, whatever he needs. And then, you know, sometimes more, you know, the run against Washington on the touchdown was big. I mean, he was able to, you know, buy some extra time and then find a lane and get in the end zone. So, you know, I think that's one of the overlooked qualities that he has, being able to run and escape the pocket and making plays with his legs. So we got to be prepared for that.
I think their tight ends have two catches all year. Knowing that they're not targeted very often, do you still have to keep yourself in tune with them, because maybe this is the week that they finally decide?
Yeah, you don't want to come in and say they only got two catches and they leave the game with 10 catches, you know, for 100 plus yards. So, you know, it's a National Football League, you know. Those guys still can play. We played against Cumberland, you know, for a while now, so we know he can play, and he's a guy that's out there that can make plays for him. So we'll still have to, you know, if you're in coverage, you still got to cover your guys.
Devin, getting back to Fitzpatrick a little bit, when you see a guy that is willing to put the ball up there and let his receivers make a play, as a DB, do you see opportunity there? I mean, I'm assuming you always see opportunity. But, I mean, is there a particular opportunity there? I mean, he's thrown a lot of picks over the years.
You know, I think so. I think you know, no matter, like you said, no matter who you play, when opportunity's there, you got to try to make it. And, you know, when you watch a film, you see a quarterback realizing, you know, like a guy like Brandon Marshall, you know, he's just not an everyday receiver. You know, he's, you know, I can throw the ball, you know, somewhere in his area and he'll go make a play. So, you know, I think it puts pressure on you to, you know, take advantage of the opportunity, but also to cover the guy. You know, you don't want to be running downfield thinking you got a guy covered and the ball's not coming, you know, and then, you know, Fitzpatrick throws up a deep one and Brandon Marshall goes up and gets it.
When you see Chris Ivory on film, what do you see? I mean, I know you're back a little bit, but
a guy that doesn't want to go down. He runs incredibly hard. You know, it's times where three guys hit him at one time and he's trying to get them off him with his other arm and, you know, get his shoulders back to square to keep running. And I think one of the things that sticks out is his speed. You know, when he's able to hit the sideline and go, you know, he's run past, you know, quite a bit of people this year to have big games. So he's a tough running back. You know, he's probably running and playing as good as any back in the NFL right now.
Devin, how much of an asset has Patrick Chung been to the defense and secondary in the past couple of seasons?
He's been a guy that, you know, consistent, and we know we're going to get out of Chung. You know, he's a physical player. Whether it's playing tackling backs, being in the box, you know, whether it's like last week where he's all over the field covering and chasing down T.Y. Hilton. So he's very versatile in the defense, and he does a lot to help us win games.
Devin, Rob was talking about when it comes to an offense, you want to be playing complementary football, and you look at this Jets offense as a whole, they seem right now they're playing pretty complementary, and while Fitzpatrick, he may have been picked off seven times this season so far, but they're 4-1 for a reason. What do you see that's clicking with their offense?
I think, like you said, you know, they're running the ball well. You know, he's getting the ball down the field, getting the ball to open guys. And I think one of the things that sticks out is how well they're playing in the second half. You know, they've had, you know, a couple games that were close going into halftime, and, you know, they've taken off in the third quarter just to blow the game open. So, you know, you can try to just study stats, but sometimes it just doesn't tell you enough. You know, when you're out there and you're dominating a team and maybe an interception happens on a tip ball or late in the game, you know, it goes down as a stat. But, you know, they're still out there dominating the defense and making plays. So I think that sticks out as soon as you turn on the film.
What have you noticed from Malcolm Butler in terms of just the way he sort of goes about his craft, studying, you know, behind the scenes, like the way he prepares himself each week?
I mean, he's just ready. You know, I'm not always with him and know what he does to prepare and, you know, what he's watching at home. But I think, you know, each day in practice you can see, you know, he's on top of what he needs to know in that game plan, whether it's within covering a receiver, whether it's, you know, knowing what plays are hurt, you know, where he's at on the field. You know, he's prepared and ready to go. And, you know, that's good when you see a guy only in his second year just making sure he's prepared and ready to go each week.
What has stood out to you at all just from his growth from when you saw him come in from pretty much as low as it can go? You know?
I just think he's stuck at it. You know, he's been a guy that since he's come in has been the same thing, hard work, you know, just quiet guy, puts his head down and goes to work each day. And, you know, that hasn't changed. You know, I don't think if people, you know, people might have thought it would have changed and, you know, this or that will happen, but he's been the same guy, and he's a competitor. He's been competing since he got here, and, you know, he brings that every day.
Devin, at the same time, you mentioned only a second year and really only a half dozen starts or so. The growth that he has, how much room is there for a young guy? How can you explain what it's like first-year cornerback, not even halfway through the season?
There's always, you know, room to grow, I think, for every player, and then especially – you know, like I remember when I was young, it's always a lot of room to grow when you're young because you just haven't been playing football for a while. You know, you haven't been playing long enough, you know, to say that you're done growing as a player. So I think he's like every other young player and every other player in this league. You know, as long as you keep working, you'll keep improving and growing.
Do some of those things in cornerback show up in some of the ball skills, making plays? I'm like, if you're in the right position, eventually you're going to make the plays.
We always talk about in coverage, you know, the first thing you got to do is be in position to make a play. You know, every skill set you have, everything you do well doesn't matter, you know, if you're out of position. So, yeah, I definitely think being in positions, you know, is the first thing you need to do in coverage.
Devin, you've been with Jerron a long time. To you, what's been the most impressive part about his development, I guess, over the last couple of years especially?
Just his hard work. You know, I try not to sit here and, you know, break down guys' game and you know, say what they do well. I mean, I don't know. I'm still playing myself. So I just think it's great to be around him. You know, he's a hard worker. He's always trying to get the edge in something and learn, you know, a little extra about, you know, something that might not even pertain to his position. So for me, it's just good to be around, you know, a guy like that. He keeps me going. I think he keeps our group going.
Is he told you or shared with you how much he looks at your game to try to help his
Yeah, own? I mean, he exaggerates a little bit, I think. I was a senior when he was a freshman in college, so he still kind of plays a little brother role, but he's done a great job just, you know, being ready to go and, you know, knowing a lot of stuff just on his own that he's brought to the safety group.
Have you been able to help him, though, given that, you know, you guys have
I try to help guys out, so I hope it helps.
Devin, the other night watching 60 Minutes, the feature on Darrell Revis showed a lot of video of you and him at Will Sullivan's Institute. I know you've talked about it in the past, but how valuable is that experience, and how does it complement what you're taught here and the way the Patriots play the best?
Oh, it's good for technique. I mean, I hope it showed a little bit of Logan, too. He was out there, but I haven't seen the 60 Minutes special, but it's good just being out there with a bunch of defensive backs within the NFL that are just trying to get better on technique and covering skills.
How about with Darrell in particular? You know, just
no Revis stories for me. No, not this week.
He's just a corner on the Jets.